What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Going to take a couple more calls, then we got to get back to the news here because we got a lot of stuff to share with you today. Tammy in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I was wanting to call. This is the first time calling, so I'm nervous. But I wanted to talk about Congressman Tom Price, who Donald Trump is considering for HHS Secretary, Health and Human Services.
He's not considering. He just named him. All that's needed now is confirmation by the Congress.
And I really hope and pray and that people will push back against this guy. This guy is the antithesis of health freedom. In our state, when he was a state senator, he sponsored and passed a bill. It was Senate Bill 385 in 2002. It was the Emergency Health Powers Act. And at the time, the CDC was pushing for all the states to pass the bill and or pass that type of legislation. And Georgia was one of the few that did. And the thing is just horrible. It mandates forced medical treatment if the governor declares an emergency health issue, and it doesn't even have to be a real emergency. It could just be perceived, say, like Zika or something, and then they can force people to take vaccines.
Okay, well, I can understand your concerns here, but I think the major concern about Tom Price is that he's very much opposed to Obamacare, which we know is a major nationwide disaster. It stretches far beyond Georgia. And at this point, there's nobody in Washington, D.C. that is going to be pleasing to all the various parties. But we know that the health insurance companies are going to be opposed to Tom Price because they're making money off of Obamacare. We just put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com. The IRS is now going to be targeting Americans who don't have those Obamacare policies, which are hugely expensive and utterly worthless. And I think if Tom Price is going to come down on the side of seriously reforming or removing Obamacare, then we need to basically put that uppermost in our considerations. The reality is that if there is a medical emergency, forced medical treatment, may be warranted. For example, if Ebola comes on out, you have to take dramatic steps for that. Now, as far as Zika and the vaccines are concerned, Price may have been working on the best information he had available because, as I understand it, back in 2002 was before it was revealed that the CDC's report saying that vaccines were safe was a fraud. And so Price was probably making a decision on the basis of what he thought was reliable and accurate information at that point.
Well, at that time, it was smallpox. You know, it's whatever disease they want to make up at the time. And we have the CDC. And I agree with you, by the way, on Obamacare. But I think there's got to be someone else that opposes Obamacare and can get something in there that's good and leave him in Congress to work to get it passed in Congress. Because the other thing is we have the CDC right now that's trying to pass the same kind of rule. It was a proposed rule. I saw John Rappaport had written about it. Saying basically the same thing as this law.
And well, I understand. Well, you know, the CDC and Big Pharma are pushing for mandated vaccines for the entire population for our entire lifespan because it's a huge, huge moneymaker. But I think if it does turn out that Donald Trump's son is autistic, and Rosie O'Donnell just came on out and acknowledged one of her children is autistic. We know one of Robert De Niro's children has come down autistic. That's a lot of political power and star power that's finally going to start, taking a look at where all of these illnesses, especially the autoimmune illnesses, are coming from. And I think with Tom Price working in the Trump administration, we might actually see a pushback against this corporate medicine, which profits by making us ill and making us sick, like I said earlier in the show. Anyway, Tammy, going to let you go. Going to move to another phone call. Donna in Missouri, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. I'm scared to death, but I'll do my best. I'd like to hear words of comfort from you on two things, if you have time. The first is the problem of illegals, and I'm very, very angry over the damage being done by illegals to our country. But here's my problem. friends of ours down there when they had land and they had a store. They were not needy people at all. When the drug cartel came to take over their town, two of the people they killed were his brother and his son. He and his wife fled up here without even taking time to grab the family pictures, and now they are terrified that they're going to be forced back and finally killed because they won't help out the drug people. Speak to me words of comfort.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not really big on the words of comfort thing. These people that you're talking about, are they legal American citizens?
No, they ran from the people who killed his brother and his son, and they left immediately, and there was not time to, and they don't speak English, and I don't even know if they have knowledge about how to get papers.
Well,
no, they're not legal. That's the problem.
What country are they from originally?
Mexico.
Okay.
Mexico.
Well,
they're back.
You know, there are places they could live in Mexico anonymously. You know, if they're no longer a threat to the drug cartel, they're going to be left alone. Now, if you want a word of comfort, it is this. The outcome of the 2016 election is that the Bush-Clinton narcocracy has been ripped out of power. And for the last 30 years, we've had a country that claims to have a war on drugs, while some of our top politicians and intelligence agencies have been profiting from that drug trade. We know that the war on drugs is really the war on the competition's drugs. We know that one of the reasons the border with Mexico is being kept wide open is to facilitate that drug trade. We know that one of the reasons Afghanistan was invaded was to restore the opium flow from Afghanistan after the Taliban shut it down. We have had, for the last three decades in this country, going back to the 1980s and maybe even before that, we have had a top culture, a rather political elite, that is itself steeped in drug money corruption. And over the next 4 years, we're going to have an opportunity to start pulling that apart, and that is going to weaken the reach of those drug cartels. It's certainly going to cut off the flow of American weapons through Fast and Furious. If your friends are, in fact, fleeing from the drug cartels, then I would think they would qualify for asylum status. And I would say the best thing that you can do for them is to get them an immigration lawyer, get them in touch with the DEA, and try and work out some kind of a deal, okay?
Thank you. Do you have time for the other subject?
Real quick.
I want you to know first if I only have time for one thing, how much I appreciate your work and the fact that you're able to say these things off the top of your head. The other thing is Israel. We've heard how much damage Israel is doing to Palestine and so forth, and I love Trump. But he is speaking up for Israel and says they're our best friend. I need words of comfort on that, too.
Well, Donald Trump, during his campaign, was playing politics, and he was saying what he thought Israel supporters wanted to hear. But in reading Israel's media, it was very clear they preferred Hillary Clinton because Hillary was going to do whatever Israel wanted. Donald Trump is going to look at every request coming in from Israel on a case-by-case basis and make his decisions at the time. And I think ultimately he's going to realize that Israel does, in fact, have too much control over this country, that they are behaving very badly, that they are committing war crimes. He may come on board with the plan to continue to recognize Palestine as its own sovereign, independent nation. So all I can say is time is going to solve that mystery. He's done with the campaign. He's getting his team together. We're not really going to know what his policy about Israel and Palestine is until after January 20th.
Thanks again, Mike. I really appreciate your work. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Alex in Florida. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to start this conversation just by letting everyone know, which I know you already know, we need to really buckle down on the centralized bank. We need to get rid of that. That's the main thing that's causing all the problems, is that our money system is privatized.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The good news there is Bolivia just kicked out their Rothschild bank. So I'm sure tomorrow Obama's going to tell us that Bolivia is a hotbed of ISIS terrorism and the invasion is on. But we're beginning to say, see that 300-year-old scam of private central banking, it's starting to fray at the edges. And more people understand that the Federal Reserve does not serve the American people. It does not serve the United States of America. It serves only itself. And they're very open about saying that. They're in business to make money off the American people. Whether Donald Trump is going to take them on or not remains to be seen, because if he understands history as I do, he understands anybody who goes up against those private central bankers risks war and assassination. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And I'm in agreement with you. We need to go back to the economic system that this nation started with, the economic system that made the nation and its people prosperous, and get rid of this privatized central bank that impoverishes the people to make the money junkies richer than they already are, all for the cost of being
controlled. That's right, and until we do that, we're going to go nowhere. Secondly, I wanted to say that we should approach the popular vote in a way that we should say next election we may consider the popular vote if you allow at least five candidates to be in every presidential debate all the way to the election. So
okay, well let me throw a little cold water on you right now. Okay, the Electoral College is set forth in the Constitution. The only way to change it is with a constitutional amendment. That's going to be a huge, huge fight. The Electoral College, if it were not for the Electoral College, then all of our presidents would be selected by just four states, California, Texas, New York, and Florida. And everybody else would just have to go along for the ride here. So you need to strike a balance, as the Founding Fathers did. You want the population to be fairly represented, and you want the states as well to be fairly represented. That's the middle ground that you have to find.
I agree. I was just thinking, I'm trying to think outside the box. Also, the fake media is anyone that was left after the consolidation that's on the regular TV. That's who it is. The six media outlets that survived the consolidation of the media, those are the fake media.
Of course they are, and that was the whole point of allowing them to consolidate the media. There used to be laws in this country saying that no one entity could own too much of the media in order to preserve a diversity of opinion for the American people to hear, see, read, and analyze and decide for themselves. The consolidation of the media was designed to turn it into a giant propaganda machine on behalf of corporations and the U.S. government. And they are now clearly on the wane, and they've hit the panic button. Okay, Alex, we're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit because I still got some news I need to get through. And we'll probably open up the phone lines again in hour number three. Now, we have been talking for a long time about the poor quality of American weapons. How America is making the most expensive weapons on earth, and like our health care, they're of poor quality. And the Zumwalt is now tied up down in Panama with engine damage. The new high-tech destroyer, the British Royal Navy, the Duncan, is in trouble. F-22 asphyxiating its pilots. F-35, huge list of problems, and they're now admitting after the most expensive R&D weapons development program in history that it may never actually be suitable for real combat. Same thing with the Gerald R. Ford. Well, the Pentagon has finally found a scapegoat. It's all the fault of those microchips they bought from China. They were buying chips from China because the United States has forgotten how to make chips. They just sold all the machinery to China. You guys make the chips. We'll just buy them back from you. And it's all their fault. Well, that's just more gratuitous China bashing. The Zumwalt was disabled because water leaked in through the shaft seals and got into those electric induction motors that power the screws. That's got nothing to do with chips. Chips do not make shaft seals fail. Chips do not cause corrosion on the hull of the Independence-class littoral combat ships. Chips do not cause the transmissions on the Freedom-class littoral combat ships to grind themselves to pieces. But any scapegoat will do, I guess, here. Now, Barack Obama, moving forward on this law that was passed following 9/11, has now expanded the definition of terrorism to include targeted killings in Somalia. And how wonderfully convenient for him that he had a Somali carry out a knife attack on that university campus yesterday. And what it underscores is that 9/11 has become the one-size-fits-all rubber stamp for war anywhere on Earth. What are they doing over there? Well, that fits under the definition of terrorism. We can use the authorization for force from Congress back in 2011 or back in 2001 to attack them. And I kind of have to wonder what is the thinking here, because the U.S. Is just trapped in the quagmires of Afghanistan and Iraq. They're struggling in Syria, struggling in Yemen, and all these other places, 14, 15 different countries the U.S. is involved in, and they're going to take on another one? I don't think so. Now, the British Defense Secretary, Michael Fallon, has come on out there saying that Trump must stand up to Russia. Don't you dare treat them as an equal. You're the superpower. Act like a you. Get up. Shake your fist there. And Michael Fallon is out there drooling and screaming about how bad Russia is and how somebody has to have a tough stance there. And okay, Michael, if that's the really the way that you feel, here's your rifle, here's your parachute, here's a Dayglo orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers. Watch your head climbing onto that transport plane, and we'll phone Vladimir Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick his rear end all by yourself. Have fun. Don't forget to send a postcard. I am getting sick and tired of all these war hawks who scream how everyone else should march off to be killed and crippled in foreign lands, but they're going to sit at home because, after all, they're the elites. They can't dirty their hands with war and blood or even manufacturing, or let alone dig in the dirt for agriculture. That's for the peons to be dealing with. You serfs, you slaves, that's your reason. That's why we leave you alive, to go on out and make war for us here. Meanwhile, this rush to war with Russia is starting to cool. 16 member nations of the European Union are now backing a German proposal for an arms control treaty to say, we're going to pull back some of these weapons we've got on Russia's border, and in exchange, Russia will pull back some of their weapons and sort of cool this whole thing down before it really gets out of control. Now, Russia's weapons procurement program is all about getting good weapons at a low cost. It's not the money-making scam the American military-industrial complex is. They have just taken delivery of 6 brand-new submarines for the Black Sea Fleet. These are diesel-electric boats, which are short-range, but they have an advantage in that they're very, very quiet, very difficult to detect. The downside of all nuclear-powered submarines is they make noise. A lot of it. Mostly from that reactor. And there's no way to really stop that from happening. So these diesel electrics are short-range boats. Meanwhile, Russia has brought back the nuclear missile trains, and they've updated them. They've built a whole new series of them. These are something they came up with during the Cold War, where they had these trains that were just transiting Russia's rail system, and from overhead where the satellites and aircraft are, they look like ordinary trains, passenger trains, cargo trains, tankers, whatever. But they are carrying launchers for Russian ICBMs. And the idea is the United States doesn't know where they are. See, the U.S. Has their SSBN fleet, but the rest of the missiles are in fixed silos in the Midwest of the United States, and Russia knows where they all are if they need to take them out. The trains obsolete that idea. The U.S. doesn't know where to strike to prevent a retaliation in the event of a nuclear attack. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, Germany is responding to the primaries in France by throwing a little bit of a tantrum over Marine Le Pen, who is already talking about a Frexit referendum. And Germany is out there saying they want any French president who's not Le Pen. And now that François Fillon is the front runner, they're throwing their support behind him. But you remember earlier in the year, Germany was out there saying they wanted any U.S. president but Donald Trump, which may bode well for Marine Le Pen. Remember what I've said long ago, this push to create a global government has created a political climate that could lead to a global revolution. And it appears to already be happening. Peacefully so far, thank goodness, over in South Korea, following days of literally millions of people protesting in the streets, the president of South Korea has resigned. This is a major setback for the U.S. agenda of using South Korea to provoke a war with North Korea and through North Korea, China. Now, down in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu's in a little bit of hot water, because Israel and Germany have both launched investigations into this recent deal about Israel purchasing German submarines. And they found a conflict of interest where apparently Netanyahu applied pressure to cancel an existing contract with one provider and hand the contract to another provider, and there appears to be a cash link back to Netanyahu. Now, we'd all like to get excited, but Netanyahu, like Hillary Clinton, seems able to evade the consequences of their criminal actions time after time after time. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Now, then, as we mentioned before in the context of some of the wildfires that we've had here in the United States, Russia has built the world's best firefighting aircraft, the BE-200. And they are the largest water tankers in the world, and they have been sent down to Israel to try and deal with their out-of-control wildfires near Haifa and Jerusalem and the town of David. And the Palestinians sent in support as well. What we're seeing on Twitter is that apparently some settlers wanted to go out and burn the olive groves of the Palestinians to get them to move away to someplace else, and they rather stupidly did it with a high wind, and it got out of control. And it's not just Israel. There's a major, major fire down in Tennessee near Gatlinburg, which is a resort area. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park is now closed. They're suspecting it may be arson. Terrorists! Terrorists have come on in, but we don't really know yet. And here is the measure of Hillary Clinton supporters. According to a story that we're seeing out of Investment Watch blog, Clinton supporters are now all over Twitter hoping that Trump's supporters in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, all burn to death. That tells you a lot about the people who supported Hillary Clinton and what they are really, really like. Now, in the context of the fact that the Bush family and the Clinton family were tangled up with that CIA gun and drug running operation into Nicaragua in the mid-1980s, and they all made money off of that, it would almost stand to reason that a big part of Hillary Clinton's support is from our domestic illegal drug trade, who want things to go on just the way they are, where the war on drugs is the war on somebody else's drugs, and they're all making huge amounts of money. With Trump in the White House, if there's a war on drugs, it's going to be on all drugs. And that may explain why Hillary's supporters behave the way they do. Now, turning to the economic news, Saudi Arabia is bracing for a coming bankruptcy. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All loans subject to lender approval, must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $5 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialists and find out how much you qualify for now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-293-5565. That's 800-293-5565. 800-293-5565.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tonight, women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economic news, and we're talking about Saudi Arabia, which you could be forgiven for thinking was one of the world's richest countries, and for a while it was. And they invested huge amounts of money in some amazing buildings and architecture. They understood the oil was going to run out eventually. They were trying to build a big industrial financial center. They basically were going along with the forecasts of oil revenues and spending. Then the U.S. decided on this harebrained, poorly thought out oil price war against Russia. And oil and gas prices plummeted. And Russia suffered a little bit. It turned out their economy was a little more diversified and resilient than was hoped for by Washington, D.C. And this oil price war actually flashed back and caused a lot more damage to Europe, to South America, especially Venezuela, to Canada, the fracking industry here in the United States of America, and Saudi Arabia. And now they're in trouble. Because after 2 years of low oil prices, they're in a cash crunch. They got a lot of wealth, but they don't have a lot of liquidity. And it's now being predicted that at the current pace, without some kind of a significant change, Saudi Arabia will go bankrupt in just 3 to 4 years. And this is what happens when Washington, D.C. implements these policies without thinking them all the way through. And I'm sure they have got buildings and buildings full of analysts to think these things through, but they're not paying attention to what they're getting from their own people, whether it's just their ego, their megalomania, they're being told to go forward with the war by Soros or Israel. And they're making all these foreign policy disasters. Now, down in Venezuela, which has been under economic attack by the U.S. over their refusal to shackle their oil to the U.S. dollar, their currency is now worth so little, shopkeepers are actually weighing the bundles of notes instead of actually counting them. This is Weimar Republic runaway inflation, and we know what that ultimately led to. Complete disaster. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Bolivia has now kicked out the Rothschild banks. They want to get away from this private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan and interest model because they can see, as anybody can see, it's a disaster for the nation and its people. It's great for the private central bank. It's great for their politicians that they encourage to keep the system the way it is. Terrible for the people. So I'm expecting Washington, D.C. to declare Bolivia is the hub of ISIS in the Western Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere and launch the war. Meanwhile, the war on cash is continuing apace. The central bankers are now talking about taxing cash withdrawals from ATMs, meaning if you go to your ATM and you put in your little card and you ask for $100 in cash, you're going to get $90. And they're really pushing this war on cash. It's spread to Spain. They tried it in India. They locked up the economy. They almost wrecked the place. And they're still pushing for this because if all the money is locked in the banks, then you can't go get it when the banks go bad. They'll just help themselves to your savings account and pay off their creditors. Gee, we're sorry, but you know, you're not a savings account holder. You're an unsecured investor in the bank. We have a right to take your money and the contents of your safety deposit boxes if we need to. Now, if there's a war on cash here in the United States of America, what you do is you take your little plastic card and you go down to your nearest coin dealer and you empty that card and you get silver and gold investment coins while you still can, because they can't make the cashless society work while private ownership of silver and gold and other investment metals is still allowed. So at the same time, they say there's no more cash, they're going to outlaw private ownership of investment metals. But you can find something else, some other commodity you can park your wealth in. Ammunition, batteries, whatever. And they're saying this is all to combat the drug trade and terrorism. Obviously, the people behind the drug trade and terrorism have already figured out a way to get around this. This is about controlling you, about taking away your freedom to do with your money what you want to do. That's what it's really all about. Another article supporting that earlier phone call, this is from Mises Organization, saying that ending the Fed is the key to making America great again. In fact, ending private central banks is the key to making all nations great again. All right, we're going to open the phone lines here, and let's start taking phone calls. Kurt in Alberta, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. I got a couple things. Like in Turkey, Erdogan keeps saying he wants to open the borders if they don't give him what he wants and flood Europe with refugees. Well, you know, to me, that just sounds like total BS, because if he can stop them from coming in now, why can't every other country stop them from moving through the borders? I'm just sort of trying to wonder what your thoughts on that are.
Well, unfortunately, the way Europe is set up, they can't stop them, which is why there's now a panic move to literally build a wall along Europe's borders. And remember how they were saying, oh, Trump's wall is bad, and you know, it's racist and exclusionary. But the Europeans have just had it up to here with this refugee problem. as we have had it up to here with the illegal immigrants, especially now that we're finding out they're voting in such numbers illegally to actually change the outcome of elections. They failed in the case of Hillary, but apparently some other elections were won by Democrats on the basis of huge numbers of illegal immigrant votes, a lot of them especially out in California where it's an out-of-control problem.
Oh, no, I understand that part of it, but the biggest question is, if he's able to stop 2 million refugees from just flooding across the border whenever he feels like it, why can't every other country, like Greece or who's ever right beside him?
You need to look at a map.
Stop him. Oh, no, I know.
Okay.
Oh, I know, but it's still not that easy for him to stop it. If he can stop it that easy, and then nobody else can, that's what I'm saying. It just sounds
all he has to do is keep them on the western part of the Bosphorus, and that stops them. That's the land bridge from Asia into Europe.
I know.
You know, I mean, they can still go northward trying to get through Russia, but Russia's stopping them. Or they can try and get across the Mediterranean, but a lot of them are dying trying to do that. But yes, it's a valid threat that Erdogan is using against Europe. And he may just go ahead and do it anyway, and that could actually bring the European Union down.
Oh, well, yeah, I understand that, where he can stop them on the eastern side, but on the western side of Turkey, Greece can stop them dead cold if they wanted to, too. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It just sounds like propaganda saying, oh, I'm going to open the borders and let them flood through. Like, no other country has the balls to stop them at the border.
Well, I don't think Greece would stop them.
Okay, well, that just doesn't make sense. But and then another question I have was, with negative interest rates all over the world.
Wait, hang on a second before you go there. I mean, you need to remember, Greece is part of the European Union. They're bound by Brussels in terms of their immigration policy.
Oh, I understand that, but okay. I mean, they could still put their soldiers on the border and say, you're not coming across. Erdogan's doing the same thing. So.
Yeah, but he's not part of the EU, and now he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, no, I don't think he ever wanted to be, but he was just playing both sides until he found out who was better for him. So. But with that aside, how about, you know, negative interest rates in the world? Like,
yes.
That just doesn't make sense to me. To me, it's like the ECB or the Fed or whatever other, Japan, Bank of England, they're just giving money to all these banks and whoever else has negative interest rates for 60, 70 years, and it's just another form of QE to everybody in the world, and it's still not.
It really is, and that's another reason why they're pushing the cashless society, because when the negative interest rates go high enough, people are going to start closing their savings accounts, and they're going to go back to doing some kind of a cash-based business. And ultimately, it's going to fail, because the government may refuse to issue a medium of exchange. You'll see people start to set their own up, like Bitcoin was set up by an individual, not by a government. People will print their own paper currency. I used to have these paper notes that were printed during the Civil War from the city of Lynchburg. Following the collapse of the Confederate currency, a lot of it through counterfeiting by the Union, the Lynchburg simply wrote their own currency for commerce to exist in the town. The same thing will happen. I used to joke about how they're never going to have the cashless society, because what would politicians stick in the G-strings of the strippers? But I expect you'll see strip clubs will have their own internal scrip, where you'll go on in, swipe your plastic, they'll hand you a stack of these little paper tickets, and you get to poke those into the G-strings. People will come up with their own medium of exchange. The U.S. government can forbid you from copying their currency, but they can't forbid you from coming out with your own. It simply doesn't work that way. You could currency is whatever people agree to exchange that has a recognized and agreed upon unit of value. Seashells, you know, beads, whatever. There's going to be commerce on a cash-based basis. And all the Federal Reserve and the banks can do is basically isolate themselves from the rest of society, and they'll have lots of money to trade back and forth and feel like they're still titans of industry. But you're going to see the rest of the world just pull away from them and come up with alternative systems, just like we're seeing the world pull away from Google and Facebook and YouTube and start to sign on with this plethora of replacements that are coming online, seizing the opportunity, the window of opportunity, to come out with social media that is free from government intervention.
Yeah, and didn't they do that in the 30s when all the banks failed as well?
Yeah, they did. There was an interesting story about one town, I think it was in Ohio, where the town newspaper was running basically cash deficit. So what he did was he used his own printing presses to print up these tickets that were good for advertising on his newspaper, and he started trading those to merchants in the town for what he needed for his newspaper, oil, linseed oil, whatever, for the ink, and so forth. And the merchants could then eventually come on back and redeem the ticket for an ad in his newspaper. Well, these tickets were very common. They were a lot of them in circulation, and people came to trust and rely on those more than the U.S. currency, and that became the currency of the town, these little advertising vouchers. People are going to find a way to carry on commerce. If the central banks abandon cash, if the governments abandon cash, people are going to abandon the government and the central bank and say, we're going to go back to a very simple model of commerce that we understand that's under our control.
Yeah, no, that's true. And the stuff you were talking to earlier about how ATMs are going to start to tax and different things. Is it just a way for, like, the U.S. with the reserve currency of the world, is it just a way for all the peripheral countries start to collapse first, and then, the smaller countries, and then that's what the Fed and whoever else, the big bankers, will blame everything on?
Well, basically all it's about is the bankers don't want the money to leave their banks. And in the 1930s, and certainly during the Civil War, bank runs were common, and they were halted by the FDIC insurance program. But right now, the bank's exposures are so great, they're going to overwhelm all of these government safeguard programs, and there will be runs on the bank, where people are going to go on in and say, I'm closing my savings account, I want my $15,000 or whatever it is in cash in my hand. And the banks don't have a legal right to refuse. So they're all on board with this banning of cash so that when the people come up to a collapsing bank and knock on the door and say, we want to close our savings account, the bankers will say, okay, to what bank do you want your money transferred? Basically, they're going to say, we cannot give you your wealth in your hand. It must be somewhere in our system. And it's a way of locking the money in the financial system away from the people whose labor created that wealth in the first place.
But didn't the banks in all the G20s already put a thing in saying that the money is no longer yours in the bank? You're just you're a lender to the bank, and you're not even the first if the banks go under?
Yeah, that came out of the G20, and it was enacted into U.S. law by the Congress, I think, a little over 2 years ago. And that's basically it. If you're a savings account holder, you are considered an unsecured investor in the bank and therefore liable for the bank's losses, which is why I continue to say you should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your immediate obligations. You should have the rest under your control, some of it in precious metals.
Yeah, okay. And just a side note, like I saw that, and did the U.S. pass a law a few years ago saying they can now use propaganda on their own people?
Yes.
And
what they did is they rescinded the existing law saying that they could not.
Oh, okay. So they just rescinded it, but they didn't actually pass a law saying
they've been propagandizing us all along. They just decided, let's just, get rid of the
legal law
because it's just creating more paperwork for us.
Okay, so basically there's nothing you can believe in anything anybody says anymore then.
You shouldn't believe anything coming out of the government or the corporate media at this time. How do you know when they're lying? Their mouths move and words come out.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm starting to see a little bit of that in Trump with who he's picking up and putting in his cabinet and stuff. So.
Well, that's his job, is to come up with an administration. And he did evade an attempt to have his White House infiltrated by neocons. That's why Chris Christie got demoted. But again, he's not even in office yet. It's too soon to be passing quality judgments on Donald Trump until he actually has the job. We need to avoid the Monday morning quarterbacking situation. Do you remember what Teddy Roosevelt said about the arena? Okay, well, Donald Trump is the man in the arena. Let's give him a chance to kick up some dust before we sit on the sidelines with our pretzels and beer and start to act like we know what he should be doing, okay?
Oh, no, I understand that, but it's when you start picking certain people out of the CFR, it just starts to look like the old boys club all over again. So,
well, which people are you critical about?
Well, I'm not just anybody in general, but there's a few coming out of the CFR, and that's
which
usually
ones?
The. Oh, sorry, my mind is just blanking right now. I've just read enough.
Okay,
stuff
so you're
left.
Upset that he's picking people out of the CFR, but you don't know who he's picked out of the CFR just yet. Okay,
I sense a problem there.
Anyway, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're coming up on a commercial break. We're going to let you go here, and we'll be right back with more phone calls.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're going to go back to the phones. Mike in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael.
Aloha.
Y'all have a saying over there in Hawaii. Is it aloha, inui nui? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, aloha means love, hello, goodbye, and everything. Nui simply means more, and nui nui means more. So that's the origin of that.
You're in the deep south. We simply say, hi, y'all. you mentioned Gatlinburg. I had an early morning phone call from Knoxville, Tennessee this morning, and the update as far as I can get right now is over 30 stores have burned in Gatlinburg. About 10% of the log cabin rentals are gone, and it was closing in on Dollywood. They were fighting yesterday 50-mile-an-hour winds, which created a big problem. Firefighters were being flown in from Alaska, and I think they said Canada. I'm not sure about that, but it's a pretty serious situation. Today and tomorrow, they're supposed to have some heavy rain settling in. They're hoping to, that'll calm everything down, but there's everybody in the whole area right now is on alert, and they have evacuated quite a few people from that area. So that's the current update I've got for that.
Well, thank you very much for that update, and we know wildfires, especially out west, we've seen some really bad ones. This gets back to what I was saying before about how the United States has been on a wartime economy going all the way back to 2003, where our money is all being spent on bombs, bullets, bandages, bombers, so forth, and our nation is being neglected. And one area it's being neglected is in keeping the accumulation of dead brush down in our wilderness areas, keeping the fire roads bulldozed open to prevent wildfires from getting out of control. And we have seen many, many times before these wildfires will hit in areas that have been abandoned and neglected because the budgets for this kind of maintenance work have been cut. And everybody says, well, we're not going to take care of this, and we just hope there won't be a fire, and we hope there won't be a flood, and we hope that it won't be a mistake that we let the garbage accumulate in the storm drains and so forth. And they keep getting burned on all this, in this case, literally.
Well, droughts in the last 2 or 3 years everywhere have contributed to this greatly, and I don't think people realize how sensitive these – you can set these woods up centrally. And by the way, there's also a strong suspicion that some of those fires over there near Gatlinburg are being set purposely.
Well, I don't know. This may be a continuation. It's starting to feel like they're getting ready to wag terrorists at us again. In fact, Fox News was just now saying that this knife attacker at OSU was inspired by ISIS. They don't actually have a connection between him and ISIS, but they think he was inspired by ISIS because ISIS has recommended using knives as a means of attack, which it's not like that isn't a common implement anyway. And it does come hard on the heels of Netanyahu initially blaming Israel's wildfires on acts of terrorism. So, you know, we might be told that the Gatlinburg wildfires were set by ISIS, and we have to go to war against somebody.
Well, did you just finish reporting that who received?
Can I hold you over the station identification?
Yes, please. Thanks.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.